October 13th, 2020, regular town board meeting at 7 o'clock.
Okay, you all set? Mm-hmm. All right, I'd like to welcome everyone to a regular meeting of the Rowan Town Board for October 13th, 2020, and ask the clerk to call the roll.
Councilmember Hogan?
Here.
Councilmember Noonan?
Here.
Councilmember Van Tassel?
Here.
Councilmember Donahue?
Here.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Here. And if everyone would please rise for a pledge of allegiance.
The pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone. Item one on this evening's agenda is approval of minutes. We have one set for September 21st, 2020, which was the Town Board Solar Workshop. I'm not sure if all board members had a chance to review that. Any comments, corrections, any comments? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve those minutes.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The minutes are approved unanimously. Item two on the agenda I have is the set future meetings and workshops. I spoke with Jeffrey. We do have a pledge workshop scheduled for this week. I asked him if he would need another one. He said he didn't think so, but we could schedule it at that meeting. We found we needed it, so I'm going to hold off on scheduling more budget workshops until that meeting concludes.
Okay.
That works great. Sorry about this. Item number three on the agenda, just a quick update on COVID-19. And at the county level, there's currently, there has been 1,164 confirmed cases. Here in the town of Monroe, to date, there have been 55 confirmed cases. Number of deaths countywide is at 17. One of those deaths is here in the town of Monroe. Presently, there's 71 cases that are active throughout Saratoga County, and of those, 8 are active in the town of Monroe. Total number of recovered individuals to date is 1,076. Number of recovered individuals in the town of Monroe is 46. And presently, countywide, there are 5 individuals that have been hospitalized. Total number to date tested is 117,437 individuals throughout the county. Number to date that have been in isolation or quarantine is 5,937. And the current number for those in isolation or being quarantined is 598. So the 7-day rolling average positivity rate here in Saratoga County is 0.71%. So it's under 1% threshold. Next item on the agenda is the annual inspection of fire extinguishers. I think all board members have a copy of the proposal from actually it's from Peter who handles building and grounds for us. And this is for the annual inspection and servicing if necessary, as well as replacement of portable fire extinguishers for all town buildings, vehicles, etc. And it includes inspection and servicing for the K-type extinguishers at the softball quad concession stand at Beatar Park. We have 2 quotes. The third vendor did not provide a quote. The ones that we did receive, the first one is from B-Land Equipment out of Troy, at an amount of $1,724.84. The second vendor is New York Fire and Security here in Glens Falls. The price is $1,644.95. Peter's recommending that we use New York Fire and Security again for 2021 as they have the best price and are already familiar with our facilities. And this cost would be spread out across the various departments. So
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item 5, as I put on the agenda, is the Champlain Hudson Power Express. If the board recalls, this is something that, on several occasions, I brought the board's attention, that underground power, underwater power line will be coming down from Canada, and it's going to enter our, it's going to be on the Hudson River, and it will enter our town over by West River Road, is one we follow the railroad tracks through our community. At some point, they actually sign authorizing them to cross town roads with the authority of the board, and they have an amended, said that, I read the receipt just for the record. It's to Theodore T. Kuznir Jr., town supervisor. It's from Phillips Little LLP. It's in relation to Champlain Hudson Power Express. It says, Dear Supervisor Kuzniers, we represent CHPE LLC and CHPE Properties, known as the applicants, with respect to certain aspects of Champlain Hudson Power Express project, which will transport clean, renewable power from the Canadian border to the New York City metropolitan area. Project entails installation of two cables, approximately 6 inches in diameter, and fiber optic cable along an approximately 330-mile route. Approximately 192 miles of the project are underwater or pass beneath various water bodies. At a certain point, the project transitions between these underwater and underwater body portions to the land-based portions of the project, and that's where the town of Monroe becomes involved. In conjunction with the project, the applicants will apply pursuant to public lands law, section 3, subsection 2, for a grant of easements and land underwater from the New York State Office of General Services. As part of the application process, applicants are required to provide notice to municipalities in which the land applied for is situated. Please find enclosed notice which describes the project in greater detail and identifies transition locations. You're receiving this notice because a portion of the project route passes in the Hudson River through the town of Monroe. If you have any questions about the enclosed notice of the project in general, please contact Josh Bagnato via email, and he's got his email in there, or via telephone, 802-477-3830. Additional information about the project may be found online at www.chpexpress.com. On behalf of the applicants, we thank you for your cooperation in this matter. Very truly yours, Phillips LLP. Signed, Thomas F. I believe it's Kuchner, October 2nd, 2020. I know, Council, we provided this to you. Today, I received another correspondence from Young Thorne. Hello, Summer. You received that as well?
Yes.
And that's because there's been an amended petition to the appeal?
But it has nothing to do with the area anymore.
All right. So does that require action on town clerk? All right. So then let's just update the board on where we are with that. Completely, or number 3, a hybrid in-person video conference. So that's how we're able to communicate with this electronically. Next item on the agenda, I have the list of Medicare reimbursement. As the board is aware, the council member signed for the benefit. In previous years, it came to my attention that when I was supervisor that we did not have the legal authority to pay some of our retirees their Medicare portion of Advantage plan, and we have a retiree who just signed up and is eligible for her first quarterly payment. What we've done is we've rectified the situation that all employees now that are retired now have on record resolutions that authorize the supervisor to pay them that. So we will need a resolution to also allow the supervisor to pay this retiree. So I have a resolution here and ask the board to entertain moving it. It says, whereas the town board has authorized the partial reimbursement of Medicare for eligible retirees on the Medicare Advantage Health Plan, and whereas retiree Lori Pike enrolled in the Medicare Advantage Plan on July 1st, 2020, so be it resolved that the town board hereby authorizes Medicare reimbursement payments for Lori Pike in the amount of $289.20 quarterly. So, somebody would like to move that.
So moved.
Any discussion on that? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimous. Just quick, I've got two items in here that I didn't get them on the agenda, so I'm going to bring them up. I apologize for that. Under supervisor items, they're both highway requests. The first one is for tree work. We have a request from Paul to do tree work for the town, and we have three vendors that have provided quotes, and the purchase request from Paul is in the amount not to exceed $5,600. First vendor that offered services is Adirondack Tree Surgeons, Gansford. The second is Richard Sears Tree Experts. And the third is Tree Care by Stan Hunt. The money would come from account DB5110.457, which has a current balance as of October 2nd of $8,000. Specifically, all trees to be taken down are between 18 inches and 36 inches in diameter. It appears that Tree Care by Stan Hunt would be the lowest bidder. So Paul is recommending that we go with that company. I think board members have a spreadsheet for all the different numbers. I'm not going to go through each and every one. The information is available here at Town Hall in the clerk's office if any member of the public wants to review it, but I concur with the highway superintendent's presentation.
Yeah, no, the numbers make it very clear. My appreciate about the Tree Care by Stan Hunt.
Yeah.
And, but I think we've also used them in the past.
We have.
So, right.
So if somebody would like authorize utilizing Tree Care by Stan Hunt in an amount not to exceed $5,600 for the purpose of tree work for the town, that would be great.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. The second request I have from the highway superintendent in relation to crack seal. I know we discussed this during our last budget workshop, our first budget workshop, I should say. And I have a request from Paul to purchase crack seal amount of $5,350 problem is, we looked at, my office looked at the bottom line of the stuff in the crack seal budget line item. We had budgeted $3,000 for this year. We've already used $2,704.80, so it's only $295.20 left there for the purpose of crack seal. In this request, Paul is saying that it will be paid from account DB5112.493.4, which has a balance in the account of $324.24.87 as of October 2nd. However, that is the money that is earmarked for CHIPS money, which we know we're not going to get. And I don't believe you can use CHIPS money for sealing cracks. So that's a problem. So I don't think we can take action on that particular request at this time. I don't know if the highway committee would like to reach out to Paul, maybe come up with a recommendation on somewhere else with money can come from for this year. But we can't move forward with that request as it's stated. So we'll have to table that. Just to update the board, we did get the water line in at the University Playground. Kudos to Jesse and our water department who did the tap, worked with rec employees with that line in. Not only do we have the water line to where the splash pad will be installed shortly, Jesse had was utilizing the backhoe to create a big trench for the electrical line that must be run to the area. So that is done as well. So appreciate the help of the water department. I also want to give a shout out to Bosie's that actually got the area where the line came through the woods. So probably the shortest distance between the water line and where we wanted to go. So we appreciate all the help. I'll be signing probably tomorrow the purchase order for the equipment that the town board authorized a while back, and that'll keep us on track for getting the install here before the frost comes.
Great.
So very happy about that. Good news to report from the LaVerge Group. I have a letter or an email here from Nicole Allen, who handles the grants that we from time to time apply for utilizing LaVerge Group. And it says, Dear Supervisor, we heard from New York State Department of State that the Tom Monroe Water District Consolidation Craig Grant was executed and given a contract number. So, that's very good news. We'll have monies to help with that process. And if we go through all the way to the end where we actually do consolidation, that grant, I think, will pay for up to 90% of those costs, which is fantastic. So another thing, more good news for the time to go. I was remiss at the last board meeting. I meant to thank Rose, fifth grade, this is Moore's fifth grade class, which had reached out to my office to see if the town was willing to donate masks for the students to decorate. And I received a very nice note after the town did provide those masks for that class. It says, Mr. Kuzniers and Mrs. Sperry, thank you so much for donating white masks to the fifth grade class for which I am student teaching. The students had a great time tie-dyeing that allowed us to put a positive spin on having to wear masks all day at school. It was great to start the year off in a positive way. We wouldn't have been able to do this activity without your donated masks, so we really appreciate your generosity. Sincerely, Taylor Tilford and Mrs. Moore's fifth grade class. And I have a picture of all the students, which is posted outside of my office. And all the students actually did hand cards to the town, and I have all those posted up outside my office. So it's a very nice gesture on their part, and we appreciate them recognizing the donation. And more importantly, I think it's fantastic that we have educators that are putting a positive spin and incorporating it in their curriculum. It's not all bad, but what we're doing to try to minimize the spread of the COVID-19 impact. So that was great. Just an FYI, Yeager and Flynn will have a meeting with town employees to discuss the health insurance plans that the town adopted. There will be an on-site meeting here at Town Hall on October 20th at 9 a.m. And I'll be going over any questions that employees may have in relation to the plans that the council will also be doing a separate meeting with the union employees, I believe, over at the Highland Garage. So appreciate them agreeing to that. So any town employee that would like to participate in that, they're welcome to join. Last item I have for supervisor items, I have a notice from the County Department of Social Services. It's in relation to the Home Energy Assistance Program of Oklahoma's Peak for the 2020-2021 calendar year. The program is scheduled to commence on November 2nd, which is a Monday, for regular benefits, and it will close on March 15th of 2021. The emergency benefit component will open on January 4th, 2021. Through March 15, 2021, and the furnished repair replacement component of the heat program for the 2019-2020 year closed on September 30th, 2020, and it will be open for 2020-2021 heat year on October 1st, 2020. I do have a schedule of the benefits based on the income and household size from 1 to 11. The monthly income ranges from $2,610 for a household size of 1 to $7,378 for a household size of 11. The regular benefit amounts for deliverable fuels, which include oil, kerosene, and propane, is $675. Undeliverable wood products such as wood pellets, coal, corn is $525. And the amount of benefit for utilities and municipal electric heat, including natural gas, is $350. So if anybody needs more information on that, they can reach out to my office with the website as well for our residents for points of reference. Committee reports. Does anybody have any committee reports?
Yes.
Yes.
So as far as highway, I think about the road crossings. Talked to Paul, he's pricing out signs.
Great.
He's coming back with numbers around $150 for one crossing.
Okay.
He did indicate that he'd be happy to do a crosswalk for the school if they would purchase, if they would purchase the signs.
Okay. I can talk to folks as a liaison in the district that can do that.
Okay. Basically, that's it.
Okay. Thanks for tracking that down.
I'll be very quick. Councilman Moon brought up last time when I asked about the local long distance internet to telecom stuff. We were in the middle of working through that process of doing complete discovery and work with Jeffrey. We've identified all locations that currently have telephone service and/or internet service delivered. It's spread across four different carriers. There's lots of opportunity for some consolidation. There's really only one carrier, which is Spectrum, that would have the ability to directly consolidate in order to the addresses we have. So they're taking a look at it. Magnify, which is the old Cornerstone, they resell Spectrum, so they can do it also. So they're going to also take a look at it. And Jeff will compile the numbers and hopefully have it on the next board meeting. Looks like there could be a potential for some cost savings that might allow us to cover the cost of moving the wireless shop from highway down to transfer. We can get into the transfer for cameras. The IT committee asked the IT vendor to work up some, or get some quotes for camera systems for transfer. Also for transfer.
Is that something of the potential for sustainment?
Good. And then our personnel committee, just as an update, for the clerk position, I've compiled a list and I'll review it with Councilman Newman. I'll review a copy. We've got 30 applicants that have submitted, 27 of them are town residents, and they even had a strong desire to have us interview every town president. So
we're very possible they were about a hospital.
I'll review that and we'll make some recommendations. And we'll do that for the
Sure. Great. My office has been not happy with the speed at which I'm moving forward on that.
I'm aware of that.
All right, great. Thanks. Executive session.
I've got one.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Maybe one of those 37 people or something I wanted to apply to the code enforcement officers. We've got to do something. I went and saw Matt last week, and he is burning out. I mean, it's, this is a full-time job. It's only going to get worse. Workload's going to get worse. It's going to progress the purchase server and everything else. Plus, we've got some big developments going on and stuff. And he is just burning out. We've got to do something to get that code enforcement officer's got to fill. I just thought of this in a way here. Something like ZipRecruiter or something like that, maybe it's going to cost us some money. We've got to get that. We keep looking in the paper and nothing prepared about it. I don't know if that would be an option. Sometimes it recruited where you could find somebody who would be interested in a particular position. But I think we have to do something because it really was it's an important position too. I mean, when you have a police force in your town and people call up and complain about this, that, the other thing, we'll take care of the code enforcement. So I think we have to make a good call.
Yeah, no, I mean, no question. It's an extremely important position. The challenge for it, I've talked to my colleagues around the county, it's one of the hardest jobs to find people to fill. And it's doubly hard because even a part-time code enforcement, it's a civil service position. So, we have to go off the list and there's not a lot of people on the list. But you're right, we need to move forward. I don't know if the personnel committee wants to work on that as well. I'm happy to provide any information you can count on, but it is challenging. The bottom line is it's a thankless job. And anybody who lives in that community, most likely doesn't want to take the job. And we were fortunate that we had somebody in there that actually lived outside of the community, and so therefore you're guaranteed that level of independence from the town. But anyway, that's something we need to take care of soon.
Personnel committee will run it off of Councilman Newman. I certainly respect that the building inspector is very, very busy. I get it and understand that you need to fix it, but it is in his job title when we hired him, and it's his role, so in fact, he does have to do that.
All right, and I understand that, but I also understand when you overwhelm people, you lose people.
Oh, yeah,
and I certainly would not lose people. I'm
supportive of this, sir. This will make sure that we don't lose it's a job.
Okay. I have executive session listed, but I don't have any counselors.
I don't have anything.
Or do you have anything?
Not that I'm aware of.
All right. I do have other business down there. Does anybody have anything else they'd like to bring up this evening before we close?
No, thank you.
Good. All right. Counselor, do you have anything?
No. I'm good.
All right. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn this evening's meeting.
So moved.
Second. All in favor?